This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy moving to stop funding for the mRNA vaccine, which was instrumental in the fight against COVID during the pandemic. ABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Tara Narula says a lot of health experts are concerned.
They say, look, mRNA vaccines are safe. They can be produced rapidly. They have saved millions of lives. And we are using them to do research on things like HIV and cancer and RSV and CMV and all kinds of other viruses, even the flu virus, so that this is going to leave us very vulnerable. This is potentially a dangerous decision, according to many health experts.
Texas Republicans still trying to force Texas Democrats to return to the state to vote on new congressional maps that were drawn up after President Trump said he wanted five more GOP seats from Texas in next fall's midterms. Vice President J.D. Vance preparing to host a top administration officials this evening for what's being called a strategy session on how to best deal with the Jeffrey Epstein files. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. A three-day trial has been delayed for a Jordanian man accused of raping a central Wisconsin woman. Mohammed Al-Sayouri is accused of forcing himself on the woman who he married under Sharia law, though no legal record of the marriage exists in the U.S. courts. Al-Sayouri faces decades in prison if he's found guilty. Prison time for a Wisconsin man convicted of a chemical weapons charge. A federal judge sentenced James Morgan to 29 months in prison last week for possessing chemical weapons precursors. Morgan entered a guilty plea in April on a count for possessing chemicals that combined to create chlorine and chlorine gas. And an expansion at Eli Lilly in Kenosha County will get support from Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers announced Tuesday the pharmaceutical company will qualify for $100 million in tax credits based on future performance. That expansion is expected to add 750 jobs. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Some showers and storms possible for your Thursday, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 85. On Friday, sunny and hot, near 90 degrees and low 90s on Saturday. For the best barbecue all summer long, pick up Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 60 at our studios.
99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 803 with Dave and Wendy. Thanks, Corey, for the forecast. Asia on Max FM.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Arose from circumstance. One thing led to another. We were young, and we would scream together songs unsung. Disco hot spots hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings. Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. Showed in your eyes.
We'll be right back. back were the things you wanted for yourself. Teenage ambitions you'll remember.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 97 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy. It is 8:10 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Andy Harry. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Mostly sunny, a high of 83. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 66. On Thursday, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high of 85. On Friday, sunny and hot with a high of 90. Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and hot, again, highs near 90. And on Sunday, those shower and thunderstorm chances return, partly sunny with a high of 86. Currently is 60 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. We just heard Kenny Loggins in Danger Zone. No, I don't feel like I'm in the Danger Zone at all in the studio this morning.
Are you sure? Because I think you almost said Dave and Emily.
I almost did. You're right. I did. You caught me. I can't believe it.
I was
it.
Like, oh, I heard that.
I almost
David did.
Yeah, you did. You see, I was like, oh, it's great. I'm getting called out on the radio.
Boom.
That by Wendy. And for those that may not realize, the lovely Wendy is filling in for Emily this week because Emily's on a much-deserved vacation, and Wendy is normally on Sunday nights from 8 to midnight, and she's also our fill-in person. This is her third week in a row of filling in.
Yep.
So you've had a very busy schedule, and for those that may or may not know, Wendy is also my lovely wife as well.
Yes, I am.
You're my favorite wife.
Well, thank God.
Everyone hears when I say, "Oh, go, she's my favorite wife." They go, "You have more than one?" I'm like, "Nope, one's enough. Trust me."
He can't handle more than one.
No, one's enough. No. Trust me. Trust me. I will say that for sure. Now, Wendy. Do you have fond memories of McDonald's from when you were a kid?
I do.
And that was probably before you cared about your health. And McDonald's wants to give you a trip down memory lane.
Yeah. And I also remember our first anniversary when somebody told me he was taking me to McDonald's for a Happy Meal. And literally drove into the parking lot.
Yes, for those. Yes, I did do that because Wendy goes, "Where are we going for our first anniversary?"
I don't think that was our first anniversary.
Yeah, it was. It was our first anniversary because we went out for our first anniversary somewhere else, but our actual day of our anniversary, that was it.
And that somewhere else story is a doozy as well.
Yes, it is. So Wendy goes, "Where are we going for our first anniversary?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to take you somewhere very special." And she's like, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Where?" I go, "I can't tell you." So we get in the car, we're all dressed up, ready to go. And so then we start cruising through Baraboo from our house. We get into West Baraboo, and then I pull into the McDonald's parking lot.
Literally parked, turned off the car, and was about to get out, and was like, "We're going for a Happy Meal."
And she's like, "Yeah, right." And I got out of the car, actually. And as we're walking in there, I said, "Just kidding." And then I took her somewhere nice instead. So
it ain't easy being Dave Grant's wife, let me tell you, people.
We went somewhere actually nice
day. We did.
And then we went out with some family then that following Saturday. But that's a story for another day.
Gosh, I didn't realize there was three doozy stories from one anniversary.
Three? There was more than one?
Well, yeah, that was hot towel night, too.
Oh, yeah. All right, we got to say that one quick because we went to a very nice upscale restaurant for our first wedding anniversary, and we're in there, and this waitress comes up and hands us hot towels, and then Wendy
offered us hot towels,
and so I took it, and Wendy goes, "What do you do with this?"
Well, I just gave him the what is this all about look, because that was new to me.
And what did I do then once?
Acted like you were showering at the table. It's pretty funny.
Yes. And so, yes. She comes up, "Hot towel?" I'm like, "Well, yes, please." And so, yes, I did have a little bit of fun. No, I did not take her to McDonald's. I kid about taking her to Taco Bell, too. So, but starting next Tuesday, McDonald's will be selling an adult Happy Meal, the McDonaldland meal, and it'll return featuring a limited edition of Mount McDonaldland shake in a surprise flavor. Spoiler,
it's berry flavor. I was wondering if you were going to let me talk, Dave.
Yes.
It also comes with your choice of a quarter pounder or 10-piece chicken McNuggets, fries, and a collectible souvenir like postcards, stickers, and other treats.
That sounds pretty interesting.
It does.
You know, I mean, and you get a quarter pounder adult Happy Meal. I mean, I'm happy with just a quarter pounder and the fries and the soda. I mean, the berry flavored shake, yeah, I don't know so much about.
Yeah, I'm not... excited about that either. McDonaldland is the place all its characters come from and is originally introduced in 1971, but was phased out in the early 2000s.
Yeah, and that was, do you remember when they phased it out?
I do. It was a really sad day. They took out all the really cool Playland structures where, you know, they had the little seats that looked like hamburgers, and they had the little tower thing that you could climb in and run yes. around in, and the little spring bouncy toys that looked like all the, I don't even remember what they were. They were like little...
Yeah.
Little furry things.
Little furry things.
I can't remember
yeah.
what they are... what their actual name is. But yeah, Grimace was on the slide.
Yes.
He was the steps for the slide.
Yep.
And Ronald McDonald was kind of standing there in his usual pose.
Yep.
Things like that. And the Daily Mail says that a former McDonald's advertising exec confirmed previous reports that Grimace is not a random purple blob or a purple milkshake. This kind of cracks me up.
Yeah.
Grimace is supposed to be a taste bud, but if your taste bud is called Grimace, that probably means something didn't taste very good.
Right.
So I don't know if that was the best idea.
And that makes you wonder about that marketing ploy, right?
Right? Yeah.
You're grimacing after eating McDonald's?
As I was sitting here this morning waiting to talk about this story, I was just like... Wait, all of a sudden the dots all started to get connected, and I was like, ooh, this is actually kind of rough.
Yeah, it is. It makes you kind of go, I'm
grimacing.
It's
one of those, why?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I do go to McDonald's occasionally, but it's not my go-to place by
any. Not anymore, no.
No, we had a little bit of a rough experience a couple of weeks ago, and so.
I really wanted those chicken nuggets.
I know you want chicken nuggets, and I really wanted my crispy chicken sandwich to be a certain way, and. None of that ended up working out for us on that night when we were planning on, we were both hungry, it was late, we needed something to eat, and our dinner did not work out very well at all that night, unfortunately. So, yeah, that, and I'm like, okay, hashtag done with
that. We're just
going
to house that one and let it go.
Exactly, yeah. And I was just like, okay. Well, I even made a phone call, and that didn't help either.
You made two phone calls. That didn't help.
No, I'm just like, you know, there's a thing called customer service, and, you know, and it was not a good experience.
That was a mess.
Yeah, it was a hot mess express. And so I'm like, okay, I got other options. I really don't need to be eating that stuff either.
No.
That's the other part of it. It just comes
to... And there's better options in town as well.
So. Yeah, there is, and there's other, you know, and really just need to be trying to plan our scheduling a little bit better from a meal standpoint. And now that I'm able to cook, hopefully that'll continue to carry on, too, because...
Are you trying to say I don't cook, Dave?
No, you cook, but I can help you.
Oh.
You know, because I do help and I do cook. It's a even exchange, you know?
Uh-huh.
I do like cooking. I mean,
why you didn't put dinner away last night and I had to do it?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Well, I expended all my energy by sitting at the table last night.
I was going outside to mow the lawn.
I know. I know you made dinner and mowed the lawn. Now you know what I felt like.
You still feeling safe over there, Dave?
No, I'm not. Civic team, where's my civic security team?
I sent them to breakfast again. I gave them your credit card.
Oh, no, we have so much fun with it. But, you know, I knew you appreciate at least that the lawnmower was fixed. That was a good start.
Yeah, it was. And I actually made it through the whole lawn on the big battery this time. I didn't have to do two. And then I even got to use the blower and blew off all the grass off the sidewalk yesterday.
Isn't that pretty cool?
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, that blower is awesome.
That
we have an 18-volt Ryobi blower. And so, yeah, I'm like, I wanted to get that out because I went downstairs and got that out on Sunday, made sure that worked for you.
And I even used my earbuds. I remembered them. I remembered to put them in before
Which
I started
is smart.
Mowing. And, yeah, it was just a really enjoyable night out in the yard mowing and watering and to, like, got my socks all wet, but
yeah, that's no fun when you end up with wet socks.
I think my mower shoes are going to be done one of these days, though. They're really bad.
Well, and that's the thing; they do wear out eventually, and that's why I have my mowing shoes as well. Because then they're green; they're, you know, they just stay that
mine
way.
Mine are definitely green.
Oh yeah. Well, see, and our lawn just takes off like nobody's business growing, and now since we've had a little bit less rain. It's not growing as quick.
No.
That's one advantage. But everyone was always giving me grief for mowing twice a week. Now you see why
you legit have to, or the mower rebels. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're lucky because our mower is a little bit quieter. It's battery operated. But that blower is loud. You want to make sure you have earbuds in, because I got the blower out and
used
it.
I had my earbuds in when I was using that.
See, I forgot that on Sunday when I was using it.
But I think they were getting a little interference from the blower, because then they were cutting out a little bit.
I don't know.
It was weird.
Well, at least you put your hearing protection.
Yeah, I did.
You wore hearing protection. That's a good thing.
I am Safety Sally when I have to be.
When you have to be, that's good. Yeah. I'm just going to start calling you Safety Sally now. That's what I'm going to start calling you. Hey, Dave. All right. I think I'm going to a good one. See, this is what happens. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy, a.k.a. Safety Sally.
Good morning, dinkuses.
I wake up tomorrow morning. It'll be a contest to see who gets up first tomorrow morning in our house. I can see that already.
I just had to spin the file to figure out what it was for a minute there in my head, and it was a little rough, but I found it.
Well, we're going to have fun tomorrow morning with that one. I can see already. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Coming up, we have a look at our community calendar. That's brought to you by Pizza Rancho Baraboo. And it's time for a little DMB, a.k.a. the Dave Matthews Band on Max FM.
At Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone Arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday from 7 to close. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your MaxFM community calendar. The SJS Cancer Support Team is hosting its second annual Shuck Cancer Sweet Corn Fest. It's going to be on Saturday, August 9th at the Sauk County Fairgrounds in Baraboo. This event runs from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. and will offer barbecue, beverages, raffles, a cornhole tournament, dunk tank featuring Sauk County celebrities, kids games, and of course, sweet corn. The Gem City Sideshow will perform from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30, followed by the hip replacements from 3 until 6. All money raised goes to help any Sauk County resident affected by cancer. For more information, please go to the SJS Cancer Support Team's Facebook page. Again, that's the Shuck Cancer SJS Sweet Corn Fest at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's going to be on Saturday, August 9th. And on Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th, it's the 60th annual Laval Celebration. Saturday's events will include a walk run beginning at 7 a.m., concessions opening at the small pavilion at 10:30. Bucket golf and cornhole tournaments will begin at 11 a.m. with food trucks and the bar opening at 4:30. And then at 5 o'clock, great live music. Sunday, the event gets started with the parade and concessions at 11 a.m. And then following the parade will be the chicken barbecue and meat raffle, plus bounce houses for the kids, other kids' activities, horseshoe tournament, and so much more. Plus the 50-50 and bucket raffle drawings will be held at 3 p.m. Find all the details by visiting the Laval Area Community Action Club's Facebook page. Again, this is Saturday and Sunday, with the event starting at 7 a.m. on Saturday and 9:30 on Sunday.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You say,
you're driving the big one.
You're a monkey on a string.
When
what you say.
Maximum Hits.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy. It is 8:32 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Coming up, a look at sports and weather, and then we'll have calendar days at 8:40 on Max FM.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts as they're trucking for a cause at the Badger State Trucking Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds in Baraboo on Friday and Saturday, August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like the Kentucky Headhunters, Tony Justice, Steve Mullender, and Long Haul Paul. Check out the incredible trucks, light shows, and the kids' activities, all to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Get your tickets today. Go to BadgerStateTruckingShow.org for details.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Looking for summer snack deals? Look no further than the Baraboo Fresh Market.
Hi, this is Craig. Grab Cheetos Mac and Cheese, 2 for $3, and Old Dutch Family Pack Potato Chips, only 4 for $11. Stay refreshed with Gatorade 8-packs, 3 for $20, or Powerade 8-packs, $5.99. Grilling out, certified Angus beef sirloin tip steak for just $5.99 a pound, and baby red potatoes, 2 for $5. And don't forget Schellsburg provolone cheese, $5.99 a pound. Find these hot deals and more at the Baraboo Fresh Market, open 4 a.m. to midnight.
Quay Walker is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay, where the Packers finally have their middle linebacker, Quay Walker, back in action. The former first-round pick suffered an ankle injury last December against the Seahawks, but didn't have surgery until May.
I thought it was just a high ankle, so I thought it was just something that just was lingering on at the moment. And then I came back for OTAs and tried to do something. I just knew something wasn't feeling right. I didn't want it to, like, just to linger on throughout the season. So I was like, I think the smart idea, probably going to have surgery during OTAs and get it out of the way.
Baseball. The Brewers beat the Braves again, this time 7-2. Nothing special, just walks, stealing bases, RBIs.
We pecked away and got it done, but they left a lot of guys on base. It's kind of a little bit nerve-wracking. Freddie made some big pitches at some big times. You know, he really did. Credit to him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today in Atlanta with sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Some showers and storms possible for your Thursday, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 85. On Friday, sunny and hot, near 90 degrees, and low 90s on Saturday. For the best barbecue all summer long, pick up Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Connected to our community like no one else. We are your hometown station. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy. It is 8:39 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. For more information about all the services that they offer, go to handyharryllc.com. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny, a high of 83. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 66. On Thursday night, we're looking at chance showers and thunderstorm. Thursday shower and thunderstorm chances in the morning, partly sunny with high of 85. Thursday night, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, partly cloudy with a low of 69. On Friday, sunny and hot, a high near 90. We look at sunny and hot with highs in the 90s on Saturday as well. Shower and thunderstorm chances return on Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 86. Currently 62 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. It is kind of cloudy out there this morning, Wendy, as we're watching the farmer's market get underway now as well.
Yes, it is, Dave. The sun's peeking out a little. I'd say it's partly cloudy.
Yeah, we'll go with partly cloudy.
Or maybe that's smoke haze. I don't know.
There's a little bit. We don't have an advisory today for the first time in like a week.
There's a new one.
So get out and enjoy it. You know, that is such a good thing. I mean, it's going to be a good day to be out and about. Also, you know what's a good thing is our big deal of the day. Shop local, save big. 75% off a $25 certificate to Cosmic Karma Crystals today only. That certificate is $6.25. Cosmic Karma Crystals, located in downtown Baraboo, offering sparkling and polished raw crystals, bowls, spheres, towers, and more. For more information about Karma Crystals, go to maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local, save big today. Again, 75% off, Wendy. What a deal.
That is a deal, Dave.
And, you know, it's going to be a good day. It is August 6th. And let's take a look at calendar days. And, Wendy, what do you see on our list today?
I see finish your degree day, Dave. We were talking about this a little earlier. You should finish your degree.
I did finish my degree in 2000.
But you should finish the next one.
Yeah, I know. But do you know how hard it was to finish the last one?
I don't think there's any more math involved.
Oh, you don't? I don't know. I would hope not. That. I think that was the worst part about going back to college.
You're not kidding.
In 2014.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, I did not finish my college degree, unfortunately. Right when I was going through school, I did 2 years of college here, and then I ended up working full-time and was, five classes short or something like that?
Four or five.
Four classes short of having my associate's degree. And so, you know, I had made a promise to my father-in-law when I got engaged to my lovely wife that I would finish my degree, and in 2014, I started to work on that promise, and one of the classes I had to take was college algebra. And let me tell you, at my age, that was not fun. And Wendy couldn't even help me with it.
No, not at all. Me and algebra, we do not get along. So maybe they should make a new math class called Adults
Right
Algebra or something like
something
that.
Something like that.
Which would be just like Algebra 101. Maybe I might get that then.
Yeah, well, this, I think, was Algebra 101, but I don't remember. It was very much a different experience. And I hit that class up as my second class just so I could get that done and over with.
Yeah. Because it was a good thing you didn't do it first because that would have probably made you not do it again.
Right.
Yeah. I just learned something reading this little blurb about this finish your degree day. People who stop going to school because of life or, you know, finances, family and health, whatever makes them not continue, they're called stopouts.
I had no clue. Me neither. That's kind of interesting. And I did finish my associate's degree. I did get my associate's degree.
Yes, you did.
Finished those four classes. I mean, I had some cool classes too, like Earth's Natural Disasters.
Yeah, that one was fun.
That one was fun.
So was that music one you took.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And look at you now. You're doing music stuff.
Yeah, who would have thought that that music class was my last class to get my associate's degree. And who would have thought that, you know, when I graduated in 2016 from college many years later that here I would be doing music things. I never expected that.
Crazy stuff.
It is crazy stuff. Today is also National Wiggle Your Toes Day. It is celebrated every year. Simply a fun day to show off your digits. Let your toes breathe in open sandals and indulge in some public wiggling adventures today. If I'd have known this, I could have worn sandals today because you can't miss my toes, Wendy.
No, yours are even brighter than mine.
And I thought yours were bright. I mean,
what can you do? I think I got to go see the ladies over at 12 and get my toes done this weekend.
Yeah, I think you should do that. I know they appreciated that having Amanda and I in there at the same time. So we had so much fun there. They have asked us to set our appointments up together next time. And Amanda has now turned this into a contest that we're going to probably do on air at some point.
So now I need to send them wine?
Probably.
Okay.
Because, yeah, with Amanda and I being there at the same time.
And probably flowers and chocolate, too.
Right. Because, but, I mean, we did have fun while we're there. Now this has turned into, with Amanda, Dolly, and myself, is that they want to have the listeners choose the color and design of my fingers.
Ooh, fancy.
So I think we may have Dolly filling in at some point later on this month, and maybe we'll get Amanda in here at the same time. I don't know. That's a lot to handle all at once.
Is that your new supervisory board, Dave?
I think so. You know, that's a good group, and I appreciate them. They did help take my mind off things that day.
Well, that's good. Here's another thing that will help take your mind off things, Dave.
What's that?
National Root Beer Float Day.
Sweet!
We're going to have to find somewhere and some time in today, because we were just talking about how long of a day this is going to be, to find ourselves a root beer float.
And that's the thing. A good root beer float is amazing. So make sure you get out and celebrate that. I'm going to have to celebrate that. Yeah, like you were saying, it's going to be a long day today. I started my day at 4:45 this morning. And then I realized after looking at emails this morning, I have a meeting tonight at 6 o'clock that's going to go to at least 8 o'clock tonight. So it's like, I'm going to be past my bedtime with a meeting.
And I'll get home from golf about 9.
Right. And so it'll be like,
and I got up before you did.
I know you did. Which, yeah, that was a whole thing, too. When the dog came flying out of the living room and I opened the gate and didn't go jump in the bedroom, I'm like, she's up already? Because he didn't even go jump in bed. He had already known.
No, he knew I was up.
Yeah, because he was up with you. He was watching you. And they decided it was time for me to get up, which was a good thing because it was time for me to get up. And so, yes, root beer float day. Or, you know, I might do Orange Fanta for mine. That's always a good one to celebrate as well.
But it's root beer float day, Dave. It's not Orange Fanta float day.
All right. I'll go with root beer float.
Play by the rules, would you? Come on.
I dabble on the edge of
the
rules.
We know you're always flirting with disaster.
Yes, I am.
That also describes my golf game most of the time.
Well, I flirt with disaster every day. I'm married to you.
See, exactly. You're not wrong. Am I arguing? Nope.
No. It is also National Fresh Breath Day. It's celebrated every year promoting oral health and hygiene. And no one wants to be in the company of someone that has foul breath. And that's why I had breath mints this morning.
I brushed my teeth before I came.
Yeah, I knew I was forgetting to do something.
Now, this next one, Dave, I'm kind of on the fence about it.
Why is that?
I like the thought behind it, but the actual act is not really the best thing.
Okay.
It's Balloons to Heaven Day. Mm. And it says Balloons to Heaven Day is on August 6th when we remember the countless lives lost to gun violence. That part I can get behind, no problem. The pain of losing a loved one never fades. It surfaces when we least expect it, as sorrow, longing, or even comfort. One carries grief along, but live with the loss you must. Balloons to Heaven Day encapsulates all these truths and more. Releasing balloons to the sky is symbolic, and I can get behind that part. Each person takes away something different from the experience, but it unites families in their sorrow with the hope that everyone can heal together. It's time for families everywhere to mourn loved ones and keep up the fight to end gun violence. I get all of that, but here's the thing.
The balloons.
The balloons. Whether they're the Mylar ones or the regular ones or even those Chinese lantern things.
Right.
They don't go up to heaven and stay there.
No. They come back down.
They come back down. They land in farmers' fields. They land in places where they shouldn't be. They can, those Chinese lantern things, they can start fires. They can, you know, cause a lot of problems. The, you know, animals picking up those balloon pieces, mm-hmm. even when you're having a water balloon fight outside, you know,
good
all
point.
Those things, you got to make sure you pick those pieces up, because if you don't and an animal ingests those, you know what that's going to do to a farmer?
Right.
That's bad. The whole thing is really bad. It's bad for the environment. There's a lot of really bad parts behind that. And it's just, I struggle with that one. I really do.
I get the sentiment, but yeah, the balloon portion of it, I get that as well. So yeah, something to think about. There's other ways of celebrating, you know, or remembering something
exactly.
like that. And
exactly.
So, and balloons are, it's rubber, so then it doesn't always degrade right away. And so then they're just out there.
Absolutely.
And so you do see like Mylar balloons stuck. I mean, that was one thing I remember when I was out hunting a couple of years ago. seen a Mylar balloon stuck in a tree, and there was no getting it down.
It was probably still there.
Probably is still there.
Unless the branch broke or something, but yeah.
Yeah, and that's possible, but yeah, I totally get
that. So then that kind of ties into the next one, but on a different level. It's Farm Worker Appreciation Day. And this day aims to raise awareness about the importance of the work that people do on the farm. The truth is that farm workers work even under the hot summer sun to bring in the harvest. Every year you can see them as you are driving by the fields. Most of their work only happens during summer. I don't know if I believe that.
No, I don't believe that. Trust me.
And this means that many of these individuals return to their home country when the season is over. Farm workers are usually forgotten, and this day is special to honor and thank them for all they've done. Now, I where we have our cottage,
mm-hmm.
There are a lot of migrant workers, so I understand yep. this part of it, but farm workers in general, anyone who works on a farm is a farm worker, and they don't just work in the summer.
No, they're working year-round. We see it year-round up yes, there when we go absolutely. Up there. It doesn't matter yeah. the time of year. They work their tails off, and we appreciate our farmers. I mean, it's just so important to have them there, and we appreciate them. So make sure if you know a farmer, give them a good hug today or give them a high five and thank them for all they do.
Buy them a beer or something.
Right. Buy them a root beer float.
Or dinner.
Yeah, there you go. And I'll be wiggling my toes today, Wendy. At some point, I'm going to keep them in my shoes, though, because I didn't know it was wiggle your toe day.
Oh, but, that's okay, Dave.
But, yeah, at least I know where they're at. You can see them.
You can see them in the that's why you can't sleep. Your toes are keeping you up at night.
No,
I don't know about that.
I didn't look at them at night. Now I'm curious if
well,
I can see them.
Well, they glow in the dark practically, so that's what I mean. They're so bright, they're keeping you awake.
Yeah, no, I had my socks on last night, so I think right. I don't know. We'll
see. You think you did?
I know I did. It's never a dull moment with you, Wendy. Thank you so much for filling in again this morning. You're back with us on Thursday morning.
Yeah, Bobby, here again tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Back like your worst nightmare.
Yep, tomorrow and Friday. We appreciate you filling in on the morning show for Emily. She'll be back on Monday. She's enjoying a much-deserved vacation. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Today's big deal of the day, Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Cosmic Karma Crystals has sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, and bowls. Also check out their large assortment of metaphysical items such as spell jars and all-new Zodiac Intention Bundles. Or choose a summertime $20 mystery grab bag. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $6.25. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
How would you like to enjoy this summer with less household projects? Let Handy Harry LLC help you enjoy the weather on a new deck. Or how about upgrading your doors or windows this season? For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping you enjoy your home. Call their office in Baraboo at 608-370-9174 today to find out more about their services, including exterior painting, power washing, staining, and so much more. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
It's time to soak up some extra sunshine and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square this Thursday evening. This Thursday, enjoy that 90s band from 7 to 9. Their soaring vocals, gritty guitars, and distinctive sound samples leave audiences feeling exhilarated and entertained. That 90s band is perfect for people who grew up in the 90s or for anyone who loves the era's music and culture. Go to Baraboo Concerts.com for sponsorship information. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Don't really.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live